It's time for the Entertainment Earth Classic Sci-Fi Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about something old, something you may have seen before, something you might not have. This week's feature film is Star Trek III, The Search for Spock, also known as the first time Leonard Nimoy got to direct an aspect of the Star Trek film franchise. And he wasn't really in it all that much. It's a pretty good movie. Not a great movie, but a pretty good movie. And depending on who you ask, it's an excellent movie. I think it's worth seeing. We have some people at work I've talked to about this film, and they've mentioned this is one of their all-time favorite sick day films, which I think is a very good way to put it, because there's a lot of entertainment to be had here. It's not a overly... It's a movie to basically bring you back to the status quo, because if you're a Star Trek fan, you know that at the end of Star Trek II, they actually kill Mr. Spock, and in Star Trek III, they bring him back through all kinds of scientific gobbledygook involving a fantastical planet regeneration device which can bring things to life. Pretty neat. And you see a number of actors play Spock through various ages, and depending on how you want to interpret scenes, I like to interpret them as literally as possible. Spock got some action in this one. Good for him. He totally nailed Savick, who is now played by a different actress. And there's all sorts of continuity things and possibilities and storylines that could have come out of that that they really didn't follow up on. So as far as we know, Spock doesn't have a lot in the way of kids. But in the movie, you get to see the crew of the Enterprise reunite. You get to see McCoy go crazy. You get to see a bunch of, shall we say, disruption of Starfleet protocol in the process of saving Mr. Spock, which is interesting. You know, everyone you work with suddenly drops everything to try to bring you back from the dead. You got some good friends at work, because I don't know if every job they would do that. You know, I've worked all kinds of places over the years. Can't say if I worked in the food service industry that I would expect a guy who does a register one over would say, yeah, absolutely, I'll just steal these cars and we'll go find so-and-so. But anyway, I'm rambling now. The movie's got a bunch of great performances of all the original cast, all the original crew of the Enterprise is there. Christopher Lloyd, otherwise known as Doc Brown in Back to the Future, plays a Klingon. One of his top-ranked lieutenants, who doesn't say, nearly as much as I do, is named Maltz. He's played by John Larroquette, best known as Dan Fielding from Night Court, which is pretty awesome. I mean, there's a bunch of great people who play Klingons in the various Star Trek franchises over the years, and this one's a true delight, and there was going to be a Maltz action figure, and I don't think it actually made it out. Krug was made by Playmates and Ertl over the years. Of course, you can get Kirk and Spock and Scotty and everyone else in various uniforms. As the merchandise goes, there's quite a bit of great stuff in here, and there's a really big explosion at the end. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because even though there's some things I'm giving away, you just got to see it. Even though it was in the early marketing, and you probably would have seen it before the movie came out. But anyway, Star Trek III: The Search for Spock is worth checking out. I would recommend all six of the original classic Star Trek movies just as a point of reference for popular culture. You can say, yes, I've seen this great thing. Yes, I've seen this not-so-great thing. I've seen this cultural milestone. I've seen this great movie, and I've seen Shatner direct a Star Trek movie. And you can take that as you will. So I watched this on Blu-ray. Looks great. If you have a chance to see the theatrical print, I would recommend it. If you have a chance to see it on cable, why not? Because you get to see Klingons. You get to see more Klingons. I mean, come on, it's Klingons. And crazy, weird alien planet life and strange plants and what may as well be a Triffid, but probably isn't. It's a good time. So check it out, won't you? Star Trek III, Search for Spock. And if you like Star Trek, because this is a commercial podcast, check out entertainmentearth.com/StarTrek.asp for hundreds of Star Trek items, including props from this film and many others, model kits, action figures from this film and many others. If you like it, and it's Star Trek, and it's still being made, you should be able to find it on entertainmentearth.com/StarTrek.asp. Or you can just type in Star Trek in our handy search box. Have a great weekend, everybody. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H, and I will see you next time.